السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, in the last session we were discussing the qualities and the evil traits of the munafiqeen, of the hypocrites. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions their evil traits, tendencies, habits, so that we can be aware and we can be wary, that if we find that we are also inclining and these evil traits are also becoming evident within our own lives, so we can make some kind of adjustments in our lives and take the necessary steps to eradicate these sicknesses and these diseases. So in that particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. That when it comes to the salah, then the munafiqeen, their approach towards salah is that of laziness. They don't have that zeal and enthusiasm when it comes to their salah. So this is the first step that we need to ensure that we are far away from this. And we have the total opposite, that we develop that zeal and enthusiasm for our salah. And this will come with a little bit of conditioning and focusing. When we wake up in the morning or perhaps the night before, we already have it in our minds that I need to wake up at a certain time. I need to present myself and be ready for the Fajr Salah, the Zuhr Salah, Asr Salah, Maghrib Salah, Isha Salah. And especially in the month of Ramadan, we should make an intention that one is to perform all our Salah with Jama'ah for the menfolk. But we should go one step further, that I must make an effort to be in the masjid little earlier and ensure that I perform the salah with the takbir-e-tahreema. When the imam says Allahu Akbar, that I am present there and I have also commenced my salah when the imam has commenced his salah. This is very loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who attaches himself to salah, the person who attaches himself to the masjid and the a'mal of the masjid. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem s.a.w. mentioned, سَبْعَةٌ يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّ. That seven people will be granted the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seven categories of people will be granted shade under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst those categories is وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّكُمْ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. That individual whose heart was attached to the masjid. And we know that the masjid is a place for salah. So this indicates that his heart was also attached to salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala develop that in our hearts, that attachment, that love for salah. Nabi Kareem s.a.w. mentioned that amongst the things that were beloved to him in this world, as-salah qurratu ayni. The salah was the coolness of the eyes of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This brought him coolness, it brought him inner satisfaction and happiness and tranquility and solace. And that is why whenever Nabi Kareem s.a.w. idha hazabahu amrun, when any matter worried him, concerned him, then Nabi Kareem s.a.w. would immediately resort to salah. That attachment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, in order to ensure that we are far away from this disease of hypocrisy, we need to strengthen our salah. We need to perfect our salah. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسَ. We had spoken about this aspect. That they do things for show. They want to get name and fame. They want to be recognized by people. The opposite of this is developing the beautiful quality of ikhlas and sincerity in all our actions. Doing it for Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And we had quoted the beautiful saying of Hazrat Ma'unus Patel sahab, Nawar Allahu marqadahu, can do for Allah's pleasure, Allah will give you from His treasure. Allah ta'ala's treasures are so vast. If we're going to put our minds on people's pockets and words of praises, then that is very, very temporary. A person will praise you today, the same person will criticize you tomorrow. Very, very short-lived, very short-term benefit. But if a person does something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are extremely vast, extremely vast. The third quality or evil trait found in the munafiqeen, وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. That they remember Allah ta'ala, but in a small quantity, little bit. They do not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. And therefore, we should develop the quality of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Now to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time does not mean that a person has to sit with the tasbih and the whole day recite some durood or some istighfar or recite the first kalima. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this can be done in different spheres of our lives. When we're in our business, that transaction that we are engaged in, somebody offers us some goods which are stolen, not permissible, the transaction is not permissible. At that time, what stops a person from engaging in that transaction is he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is watching you. Jo karta hai, tu chup ke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe asma se. All the time he's remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he enters his home, when he looks at his beautiful children, it brings happiness in his heart. He remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. Ya Allah, you blessed me with these beautiful children. When a person looks at his wife, he says, Ya Allah, you granted me this woman. And when a person looks at any bounty which Allah ta'ala has granted him, he thinks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then this person is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. He enters the home, the masnoon dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra al-mawlaji wa khayra al-makhraj. Bismillahi walajna wa bismillahi kharajna wa ala Allahi rabbina tawakkalna. He's remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a way of moving further away from hypocrisy. Continuously remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just this morning, the dua came in the mind. And this dua Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. Allahumma tahhir qalbi minan nifaq. Ya Allah, purify my heart from hypocrisy. Allahumma tahhir qalbi minan nifaq. Ya Allah, you purify my heart from hypocrisy. Now imagine, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is absolutely no doubt that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have had any kind of hypocrisy in his heart. But of course, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making this dua to teach his ummah that if I, the Nabi of Allah, whose heart, which is a heart of gold, a heart whose iman is the strongest, but if I am seeking refuge from hypocrisy, how much more concerned should you not be that hypocrisy must not creep into your heart? And there are different ways that this hypocrisy can slowly start breeding and growing in the heart. For example, the hadith Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Al-ghina yumbitu an-nifaqa fil qalbi kama yumbitu al-ma'u az-zar'a. That music breeds hypocrisy in the heart, just like how water causes the crops to grow. Today we find that on our cell phones, a person has got a musical tone, a person has got the kurta, topi, beard, but it's like nothing is wrong. He's got the musical tone, he thinks nothing of it. It's like normal. And yet we do not realize that this musical tone is breeding a kind of hypocrisy in our hearts, and slowly that hypocrisy will become entrenched in the hearts. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. So distance ourselves from these kind of things. So in this dua, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has sought refuge from hypocrisy and all the signs of hypocrisy. Because in the hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that Ayatul Munafiqi Thalathun, Ida Haddatha Kadaba, Wa Ida Wa'ada Akhlafa, Wa Ida Tumina Khana. There are three signs of a hypocrite. That when he speaks lies. Wa Ida Wa'ada Akhlafa. When he makes a promise, he breaks the promise. Wa Ida Tumina Khana. When he is entrusted, he breaches that trust. So here Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has sought refuge from all these evil traits. He says, Allahumma tahhir qalbi min al-nifaq wa amali min al-riya. That Ya Allah, protect my actions from riya, from show business. That I must do those actions for anyone besides you. Protect my actions from that. Let my actions be solely and only for your pleasure. Wa lisani wa aini min al-khiyana. And Ya Allah, protect my eyes from being used unlawfully, and protect me from the disloyalty of the eyes. Here, the word khiyanat has been used. Khiyanat is normally used for breach of trust. The reason for this is that these eyes and every single limb and faculty which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us, this is a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I have given you these eyes, you have to use it in a certain way. The employer gives his employee a vehicle, company vehicle. He says, you must use this vehicle for XYZ purposes. Now, if that employee takes the vehicle and uses it for his personal purpose, then we say that's a breach of trust. So Allah Ta'ala has granted us these eyes, and He has mentioned for us, He's instructed us to use it in a certain way. Now if we take these eyes and we cast lustful glances, then this is a breach of that amanat and trust from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And therefore Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, protect my eyes from disloyalty. Therefore we should make abundant dua that Ya Allah, purify my eyes. And this is why our akabirin and ahlullah, Hazrat Wala in particular, Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Nawar Allahu Marqadahu, when he came to South Africa, many people were objecting. Well, he's only got one topic. He's only got one topic, lowering the gaze. We already know what he's going to be speaking about. This is the reason. That if a person learns to control his gaze, everything else becomes very easy. Because this is the easiest sin to commit. Everybody gets involved in it. The mufti, the qari, the big hazrat too. Everybody thinks he's very, very pious. The person has got kurta, topi, beard. But it's so easy to cast those lustful glances. Nobody will even know. A person's sheikh can be sitting right next to him and quietly he can be stealing with his eyes. Quietly he can be stealing with his eyes. So if a person gets these eyes under control, then everything else will become very easy. So, وَعَيْنِي مِنَ الْخِيَانَةِ Protect my eyes from disloyalty. وَلِسَانِي مِنَ الْكَذِبِ And Ya Allah, protect my tongue from speaking lies. Protect me from speaking lies. And we had mentioned earlier, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, أَلَا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ Allah's curse is upon those who speak lies. Therefore we should always, in our businesses, many times we, just to sell the goods, we lie, we'll hide the defects. This is kind of a deception. We should be honest, develop the quality of honesty. See, this product has got these defects. I'm making it quite clear. I've dropped the price. If you would like to have it, you can have it. If Allah Ta'ala has written your rizq, then you can mention every single fault. If Allah Ta'ala wants that goods to get sold, it gets sold. But we must understand that Allah Ta'ala is the raziq. Allah is the provider. Allah is the one who sustains and nourishes. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purifies our hearts, especially in this month of Ramadan, a month for the purification of our inner selves, a month for uplifting ourselves and for becoming better persons. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our fasting and our ibadat, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our inward and outward qualities. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.